Now, we are all aware of all the celebrations that are going in on around Harrogate for the Queen's Jubilee. Yesterday, Ellie Jackson was down in Knaresborough, and Ellie joins us on the line now. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning, except I was in Pateley Bridge.
In Pateley Bridge, of course, yeah.
Of course I was, yes.
Tell us what you're doing down in Pateley Bridge.
I went along to the Vale of Nidd Masonic Lodge because they were doing an fundraiser specifically for the Yorkshire Air Ambulance. And we heard about it a little earlier in Mike Walker's interview.
Yes.
And it went very well indeed. And the lodge had a barbecue and bar and cake stall. And I have sampled some of those cakes. They were lovely. And other things, especially for the kids. But I unfortunately had technical difficulties when I went along to interview Lynn Stead, who is the regional fundraiser for the North Yorkshire Air Ambulance. And Lynn was there with three of her colleagues. And it was fascinating to see what they had brought along, which was a simulator.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, and there were lots of other ideas as well for fundraising.
Yeah.
Lynn isn't aware of this, I don't think, but I rang Mike Walker from the lodge last night, and he said that they had taken over £500.
Incredible.
But he was unsure about the amount of money in the buckets, which Lynn might know about now.
OK, well, actually, we've got Lynn with us live on the phone as well. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
And thank
How
you for
are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And thank you for taking the time to join us on the show this morning to tell us about your fantastic organisation.
Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Ellie. Hope you can hear me.
We can.
I can hear you live and clear.
Excellent.
Yeah, so we nearly had a chat yesterday, didn't we?
We did.
And I know that you're the regional fundraiser for the YAA. How did you get into it?
Well, yeah, I joined initially as a volunteer to Yorkshire Air Ambulance, and after being a volunteer for about 6 months, 7 months, an opportunity for a community fundraiser role came up, and I took that, and that's about 7 years ago now, so I've been working for Yorkshire Air Ambulance, which is a fantastic family charity that, you know, is really worthwhile, it's really valued, so it's a great experience.
Well, you never know just when you will need this fantastic service, Lynn.
You don't. And I think the key with Yorkshire Air Ambulance is just the quick response time that we have. So we can sort of, we can launch in 2 to 3 minutes, and we can reach 90% of Yorkshire within 20 minutes flying time from either of our two air bases. So we have two helicopters, one at Nostall Priory near Wakefield, and one at Topcliffe near Thirsk. So really good spread across the county.
Well, you'll need it because it is a huge county, isn't it?
It is,
and,
yes.
Yeah, and obviously it's beneficial that you can get there so quickly. But more importantly, land close to where you might be needed.
Absolutely, absolutely. The pilots that we have and the critical care team that we carry, they are not fazed by anything, and you know, the pilots can always find somewhere safe and secure to land close to where we need to be. And, or if not, often we rely on other services like maybe you know, the cave rescue, mountain rescue, fire services, all the emergency services. So if we're at the top of Ingle Turn or somewhere like that, then often they need to support us and help to carry patients down to the helicopters.
Oh, absolutely. I know that this service costs an awful lot of money. What is the current cost to keep the air ambulances flying, Lynn?
So currently it's £12,000 every single day to keep both the helicopters maintained and in the air. So it's an awful lot of money. Obviously, costs are rising, but at the moment, we're say £12,000 every single day. And I heard you talking earlier about how much they'd raised at the Vale of Nidd yesterday, and just to let you know that actually in the bucket we had almost £400. So actually, they raised over £900 yesterday.
That is fantastic.
Just amazing. And the you know, the Freemasons have been very, very supportive of us. In fact, the promotional vehicle that you were talking about yesterday was actually sponsored by the Freemasons.
Oh, was it?
So, yes. So, you know, it's a great resource, if you like, for us to be able to take out to schools and out to shows and let people see, not quite an interactive simulation, but, a simulation of what our crews do and flying from the pilot's seat. So it's a great tool for us to use and really does draw attention.
Well, in the vehicle, I noticed that there were a lot of, should I say, posters for the younger end here,
yes,
because you are wanting to encourage youngsters.
Yes, absolutely. You know, they're our fundraisers of the future, if you like, and we need to engage and let them know what it is that we do and how we do it, how we fit in with the emergency services. So, yes, that will be something that we can take to schools and go out and do talks and do more interactive work with schools and younger children. And, they love it. Yesterday at Pateley Bridge, we had Dr. Pretty, our mascot, wandering around.
Yes.
they really do draw attention. So, it was a lovely day, a lovely day.
Well, as a fundraiser myself, I know very well that if you have kids involved, they attract more money than adults. So it's a good course of action, is that one, Lynn?
And as I say, you know, people, it doesn't have to be a huge event that people do to raise money. Every single penny that goes into those collection boxes or into the buckets when we're walking around really does make a difference. Because although we say that, you know, we need to raise $12,000 every single day, that seems like a huge amount, and it sometimes can put people off. But if you think that £17 will fund just 2 minutes of critical dispatch time, and that's the time that it takes us to launch, so that can make the difference. You know, a pound can make the difference. It really is.
Absolutely.
Every little helps.
And how can people get involved?
Well, they can do all sorts of things. If they want to have a look on our website, which is www.yaa.org.uk, there is lots of information on there about volunteering for Yorkshire Air Ambulance. And this week is Volunteering Week, or last week was Volunteering Week. So lots of information on there. They can do fundraising, the planned events, like we've got Total Warrior or York 10K, or you can even jump out an aeroplane if you want to raise money. So there are lots of ways. Lots of information on there. Lots of information. And also, if anybody's interested, we are currently recruiting for a community fundraiser in North Yorkshire, and if anybody's interested, if they go along onto the website, again, there's more information on there, or they can give me a call and discuss, you know, what that opportunity might look like.
That sounds really good, Lynn. I just want to say thank you very much for coming on this morning. I've got a bit of a croaky voice, I'm so sorry, but it was lovely to meet you and your gang yesterday, and
yep,
I wish you every success. Would you just like to give a get well message to our patients?
Absolutely, yes. I hope you all are having the best day you can, and I hope that you all get well soon. And if there is, you know, any opportunity in the future that we can support or anything like that, then just please give us a call.
Thank you very much, Lynn.
Well, thank you very much, Lynn. It was fascinating to hear the background of the Yorkshire Air Ambulance, and carry on the amazing work that you guys do. And thank you, Ellie, for bringing us the sound and the interview this morning live from your home in Pateley Bridge, and continue enjoying the celebrations this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Well, technology is wonderful when it works. We are wired for sound.